Good morning. You're with us on a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, it happened yesterday in New Hampshire, Alan. Hillary Clinton got the endorsement from Bernie Sanders. It's after 14 months of clashes. I intend to do everything I can to make certain she will be the next president of the United States, he said.
Well, I think in many ways he did what he had to do. He redeemed himself with a lot of us who were wondering whether this would ever come. And there were intimations that perhaps he was going to wait until the convention itself before he did this. But this is going to be a very close election. And what's more, many of the people who don't want to see Donald Trump as president of the United States are wondering whether or not the pollsters are getting this right any more than they've gotten other recent decisions right. So what happens here is that Bernie comes out and he says he's going to do it, and he says it somewhat passionately. And that leaves many of the people I've been hearing from who say they're going to never vote for Hillary, they love Bernie. But they've also written me about Elizabeth Warren and said, you know, she's a traitor because, you know, she's been helping Hillary Clinton. Well, I think as a political scientist, as somebody who looks at this kind of thing constantly, you may not like one or the other, but the decisions have to be made on a comparative basis. You have to think about things like the Supreme Court of the United States and whether or not three or four appointments, which will forever identify that court, are going to go to Trump, who has already announced who his candidates for that court are. And they are very conservative of type people, or a Hillary who is likely to get more people to the left and more people of independent stripe into that office. So those decisions have to be made. Bernie knows it. He's a grown-up, and congratulations to him for having made what I consider to be the right decision.
Vice presidential decisions have to be made. We're hearing about a retired admiral being vetted by Hillary Clinton as a running mate. And there was an audition for Mike Pence yesterday from Indiana for Trump.
Well, look, there are mistakes to be made here. I happen to believe that this is a political decision and it ought to go to a political person of some substance. We have seen people pick admirals before, and it has not exactly worked out well for them. The Times did their own vetting on this guy and said, well, you know, he's a substantial guy. He's a dean now of a major school of international diplomacy. He's a former four-star admiral. But they also picked up on the fact that he made some questionable decisions about his wife's use of an airplane and the rest. So these are the kinds of reasons you have to vet these candidates very, very carefully. Because you can just see, based on what you've seen from Trump and from others this time, that you don't make mistakes. You make a mistake, they're going to harp on it forever. I happen to think what you do is you pick somebody of political stripe who knows their stuff, who can take over as the president of the United States, should they, because that's what it's all about.
Amidst all of this, President Obama and the First Lady, as well as the former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura and the Vice President, all in Dallas, Texas. The President, in the memorial for the five Dallas fallen police officers, said, I'm here to say that we must reject such despair.
Well, you know, he says so in the context of a very moral man. Some people think it was his best speech ever. He's a guy who's trying to bring people together. On the other hand, you have a Donald Trump who is making political hay on this and makes it clear that he's for the police and says so with great emphasis. So the race took a very interesting turn yesterday, at least according to the pollsters. People were responding to the Trump output. And I got to say, this really is scary because we don't know who is going to be voting in this election. I believe Trump is following on a long tradition of implied racism in this country, blacks versus whites. Here's the president trying to bring everybody together. Here's Trump trying to assure his election by pandering to a particular group of people.
Speaking of making hay, a House panel questioned Attorney General Loretta Lynch on Hillary Clinton's emails.
Well, of course, we do know the politics of the situation. There's a report. The report basically exonerates Hillary, although it says that she didn't play everything according to Hoyle. But they can't let it go, the Republican guys, any more than they could have let Benghazi go. Or Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. You know, the whole idea of repeating this kind of stuff because it's all you got. And it looks kind of pathetic to me.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. We thank you.
Thank you, David.